This episode may contain some controversial content. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, you guys. This is Russell Boulding, and welcome to the Butt Ugly Vapor Show. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and honest to goodness, I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I've never had the opportunity to do so. And so, as this week is my vacation from my regular Joe job, I thought what better time than to take now to actually record this. So, this is what I call episode 101, which is the first episode of my vaping podcast. Now, we all know there are tons and tons and tons of vaping podcasts out there, and I couldn't even tell you how many. I haven't bothered to sit down to count them all. But I think, as a person who is a vapor and who has been doing so since March of last year, which is 2018, and the fact that there are still so many people out there that smoke, personally, my goal as a vapor and as a podcaster is to try to help people quit smoking. And it's not just a podcast thing. If I had the opportunity to walk by every person that smokes and say, here's a kit, take it, use it, don't throw it away, give it away if you don't want it. The goal is to help people quit smoking. And if I could do that to everybody, I would. But unfortunately, I am not loaded, nor do I have really an avenue to go to actually do such a thing. So unfortunately, we're just gonna have to keep just plugging away, doing things like podcasts to hopefully help people quit. Now, in front of me right now, I have four items that basically, and I know this has nothing to do with what I just talked about. I mean, if you are a smoker and you are listening to this and you are considering quitting, let me tell you what, there are so many options. There's everything. I mean, for giggles, we'll go ahead and say it. We cuss on the show. We swear. So, for shits and giggles, you can get this little thing. It's a disposable cigar, but I'll talk about that in a moment. Different companies such as Inokin and Vapresso. Is it Vapresso or Vaporesso? Vaporesso, I think. And my personal favorite, Vupu. I think when I heard that name the first time, I thought, whoa, what kind of name is that? That sounds like doo-doo or poo-poo. But no, it's a company, Vupu. Currently in my collection, I have the Vupu Mojo, which is like this rinky-dinky, small, fits in your hand. You can just grab it, you know, little button on the side. You press it once. It has a little screen on it. Tells you what your wattage is, what you're vaping at. It tells you what your coil resistance is. Tells you the voltage. Tells you how long your draw was. Like, say, sometimes I'm lucky enough if I can get up to at least a second. Sometimes a second and a half. My lungs aren't what they used to be. I'm a mild asthmatic. And sometimes it does help to vape CBD as well. But we'll get into that in another episode completely altogether. I mean, come on. If you're a smoker, you have no reason not to quit. You know, statistics out there these days are it amazes me at the number of people that still smoke. Now, after doing a little research, there's a company that used to be Philip Morris, and they changed their name to Altria, Altria. And those folks actually purchased Juul. If I'm not mistaken, they are the owners of this little company. Yep, Altria paid for Juul. They bought them. Now, for those of you who have been living under a rock for a while, Juul is this little dinky, rinky-dinky little vaping device. It's what they call a pod system. And it's a closed pod system, which means It has a tight draw. When you, it's like a cigarette. When you draw it in, it's tight. Has a tight draw. Really, there isn't a whole lot of vapor production, and the flavor really isn't all there. It isn't all that great, but that's one alternative. And there are so many pod systems out there; it's unbelievable. That's just one of them. Or you can go to what is known as a mod, which there are two different types. There are some that require internal batteries, and there are others that have external batteries, which means you have to add the batteries yourself. And there's a whole rigmarole with that, and the whole thing, you have to keep your batteries wrapped. Batteries can't be exposed, otherwise you run the chance of them catching fire. I mean, some people will put loose batteries in their pocket, and if they touch like a coin or something metallic, the battery will catch fire and there will be injuries and hospital visits, and we don't want that. So just little advice, you know, make sure that you have your batteries in a little plastic container. I got a guy down the street who opened a vape shop. It's sort of a sister company or a sister store. We have a store called Chasing Clouds, which is the much bigger store, and down the street we have Kind Company and Kind Company Vape and Smoke. And the guy says that, you know, if you can't afford the little battery carrier thing, then he would be glad to give it to you for free. It's only like a buck or two. This guy, his name is Jake, that's his nickname. Jake told me a story, and I'm not going to really go into detail about it here. He just basically said that he helped a couple of people quit smoking. If I remember the story correctly, he said that there was a woman that had just gotten back from the doctor, and her outlook was very grim. She had been a heavy drinker, was a heavy smoker, chain smoker, if I remember correctly. And he basically said, I'll buy this vape kit for you. I'll buy this stuff for you. If you quit smoking, if you throw away the smokes. And I think he said he contacted her, was able to talk to her about 6 months later. Her health had completely improved. She had kicked the habit. She wasn't a smoker anymore. And she was taking care of herself. So I just think that people, if you want to be wise, you will quit smoking if you are a heavy, heavy, heavy smoker. I've lost my grandmother. I've lost my uncle. I have my mom's first cousin, which would be my second one. My stepdad's, a couple of my stepdad's brothers, my step-aunt, all from smoking. And it just, I don't know, if they, and they died years ago before the whole smoke, the whole vaping fad took off. I think that, if they had known about vaping, it would be really nice to think that they... Now then, as this episode is entitled Origins, I want to give you kind of a backdrop and take you back to when I first started vaping. It wasn't because I needed to quit smoking, because I've never smoked a day in my life. Not cigarettes, not pipes, not cigars, nothing. Not even weed. Sounds like that'd be a lot of fun to do, right? But I have a sister who is 45 years old as of this recording. And 30 years ago, I caught her smoking in the kitchen. I was in the living room at my parents' house. I was 19. Pretty much just not trying to mind my own business. But the thing was, I could smell cigarette smoke. I knew that's what it was. Because after living with your granny for most of your childhood, up until freshman year of high school, and smelling that stuff and knowing what it smelled like, I had to go investigate, so I did. I went around the corner, and she was in the dark, because the sun was about to go down, it was starting to go down, and she was kind of in the dark at the sink, with a cigarette in her hand, and I said, what are you doing? Like, what's that in your hand? She said, nothing. I have nothing in my hand, and I was like, that looks like a cigarette. And I said, are you smoking? And she says, no, I'm not smoking, no. And then, of course, she came clean and said, don't tell mom, and Semp is my stepdad's name. She said, don't tell mom. And I agreed with, I kind of said, I'm not going to tell mom, but you need to quit. And so what did she do? She said, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. 30 years later, she still smokes. I'd seen a post on Facebook that my mom had sent to her, telling her that it just makes her so sad that she still sees that she smokes and really wishes that she would quit. And that was just a few years ago. Now, I've been telling myself for the longest time I want to try to help her, but not knowing what to do or how to do it, how to convince her that she needs to quit, it's been a challenge. And then my wife She started vaping. A lot of it was for her asthma, because she has pretty bad asthma. She took up vaping because she found out that you could vape CBD, and CBD would help in the whole. It just helps clear the passages, helps you breathe a lot better. Since doing that, she hasn't needed to rely on asthma medication or inhalers or anything, which is fantastic. But it went from being that to being about the enjoyment of vaping. You know, she used to smoke before I met her. She hadn't had a cigarette in about 2 years, I think she said. Or was it 4 years? Maybe it was 4 years. Anyway, she hadn't smoked in a while. Had to quit cold turkey because it's either take care of your children or smoke. So she quit smoking. Her first puff, when she took that first puff out of that vape pen, she coughed. And I said, it's been a while, huh? And she said, yeah. So, anyway, fast forward a little bit to March 4th, 2018. I had been spending a few days thinking about it, and I thought, well, I would love to start vaping if it'll help people quit smoking, including my sister, which was my main goal. Also, at the same time, I thought it would be awesome to, you know, have some sort of way to hang out with the guys, if there were guys to smoke cigars with. And because I didn't want to get involved with real cigars, I mean, I've never had one of those, like I said. And I found out that you could get these disposable ones, which I have one in my hand right now, made by a company called svcigs.com. Oh, that's their website. This one's a grape flavor. It tastes like ass, but, and it's not even, I mean, it's hard. And the tip, some companies make cigars that have these tips on the end that you can chew on and gnaw on like you're chewing on a real cigar. The tip on this thing lights up. It's pretty cool. It looks like a real cigar, sort of, like it's been wrapped. So anyway, I thought, wouldn't that be great to actually have a cigar of some sort? And so I've got this. My wife bought this for me. I'm still using it occasionally. I rediscovered it. I found it in a pouch, along with another vape pen that I had, that I hadn't cleaned out. And that's the thing about vaping. You know, you do still have to buy supplies. You have to buy juice. You have to buy coils for it. And the coils aren't that expensive. But if you look at vaping versus smoking, cost-wise, it is a lot cheaper to vape than it is to smoke. I know people who have smoked, excuse me, all their lives. And it by turning to vaping, they're saving thousands of dollars a year. And, so, I don't know. It's their choice. They can do what they want. But I really wish they would think about quitting. You know, it's better for their health. The moment you quit smoking, your lungs begin to repair themselves. And your body. And, it's just a lot better for you than vaping. Vaping is a lot better for you than smoking. And I'll tell you this. And I'll tell you there's a statistic. It's a hard word to say. Statistic about smoking versus vaping that says with vaping it is 95% safer than smoking. The chemicals, they're like a list of chemicals that are used in cigarettes. When they produce cigarettes, among those, you got benzene, you got nicotine, which is also in vaping. We'll get to that in a minute. Ammonia, carbon monoxide, arsenic, tar, and hydrogen cyanide. That's just a handful of them. That's what they put in there. That's what you're producing when you smoke. And the thing is, with vape juice, there's usually no more than four or five main ingredients that are in there, including nicotine. And here's another statistic. I had the opportunity to talk to a doctor about this, and the doctor has made a video on YouTube showing himself vaping. And it just seems kind of weird that a doctor would do that. I mean, it used to be back in the olden days, you know, way back in the when the chariots and the, you know, the Colosseums and everything, when doctors would be smoking back in the 1960s and 50s and 40s, they advertised smoking as something that's healthy for you. Now, I don't quite see how that is, but, you know, that's what they did. So, and now we all know just how bad smoking is for you. I mean, there's not even any indication that vaping is even good for you. But I'll tell you this. If you vape versus smoke, if you don't use nicotine, if you use nicotine-free vape juices, that percentage goes up to as high as 98 to 99, maybe even 100% safer than smoking. I mean, if you're ingesting anything else other than air or water, it's not good for you. But I can say this, though, too. If you don't, because nicotine is addictive, we all know that. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, one of the hardest things that people have. That the issue of quitting smoking is the nicotine. That's the biggest thing. You can get away from the other stuff. I think you can quit smoking and not have to worry about the other ingredients. But when it comes to nicotine, that is the addictive chemical that people are trying to kick. And when you do vape, depending on which juice you get and where you get it from, I don't have in front of me, I don't have the milligrams, the mg milligram of how much nicotine you can get, as high as it goes. It goes pretty up there. I've heard some pretty wacky numbers. But if you're not vaping, you know, vape juice with nicotine in them, they have these things called nic salts, and that's something we'll talk about like in a way further episode. But yeah, I mean, if you don't vape with the nicotine, the you can vape any flavor and just enjoy the vape. Just enjoy the flavor. And that's what I do. I don't do it necessarily, you know, I don't have to quit smoking. I've never going to. But I do it for the flavor. For example, I have a couple of other, they call them mods, I think. I'm no professional vapor. I just know what I know. And what I do know is a company called Vupu, which is my current favorite vape product company. There are two items they have out on the market. One's called the Vupu Mojo, and the other one's called the Vupu Drag Mini. The Vupu Drag Mini is like the Vupu Drag, which is big, like a big clunky thing. It takes internal batteries. And like I was mentioning earlier, I'm not quite at that point where I'm ready to try those out, but this does have an internal battery in it. I don't know, without actually going and reviewing it, I can't tell you the volt, the milliamps it has in it, but it's got to be at least 2,000 milliamps. Those are good numbers. It means like you don't have to charge the battery as often. But we're talking about juices, right? So I have two disposable tanks. You can get those also. It has the coil built into it. You usually get a 3-pack for about $12. And I found one website that actually sells tanks for about $10. And you get three of them, which is a steal, I think. All you gotta do is just put your vape juice in there and just start vaping away. You don't have to worry about coils or anything. Once you're done with it, you can toss it in the trash, which, I mean, that's kind of irresponsible. You want to recycle it when you can, but yeah, that's a thing, you know. But one of these tanks, I have like a menthol type flavor, no nicotine, just the juice. There's some companies that make juices that are just 100% VG. VG stands for vegetable glycerin. That's one of the ingredients that most vape juices have. Other companies will put out vape juices that have PG, which stands for propylene glycol. Used to be, back in the olden days, they used an ingredient called diacetyl, which, you know, the story goes that diacetyl is used in making popcorn. And so they would call it popcorn lung because the people that were producing the popcorn were getting popcorn lung because of that ingredient. And I mean, you know, it just blows my mind at the misinformation that's out there about vaping. I mean, people will tell you, oh, you shouldn't vape because, well, you know, they put windshield wiper fluid in the vape juices that these people use. It's bullshit, okay? Just don't listen to that stuff because it's all a lie. There's no wind, as far as I know, you know, no one's ever put windshield wiper fluid in my vape juice. You know, and yes, some companies do use diacetyl, like I said before. You know, it just depends on the brand you go with. And like right now, as I'm speaking with you, doing a little research here, this one website called VapingDaily.com has an article about diacetyl. And they mentioned, you know, you can avoid diacetyl in vaping. It's not all e-liquids have diacetyl. If some of these e-juice companies utilize professional labs, you know, you want to look for that. that's one thing to think about. By the way, the author of that article is Christina Matthews. This is printed in on December 7th, 2017. And then they updated it on April 5th of this year. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is you can vape and enjoy it and not worry about dying or getting popcorn lung or whatever you get. You can vape and enjoy it. Yeah, it's... So let me, as I'm getting close to ending this particular segment, I just want you guys to know that smoking will kill you. It will definitely kill you. It will kill your ass. It will kill your ass dead. You will no longer be able to play with your grandkids. You'll no longer be able to go to bingo. You'll no longer be able to rappel off a building or whatever. If you smoke, it'll kill you, just like it did to all my other relatives. But you can vape and not smoke. And it's just as simple as that. I'm hoping with this podcast I can get through to some people, get them to understand. And with pictures, I can't show pictures because this is audio. And I can show you some pictures of people that have died from smoking. And this isn't even just about, you know, taking a cigarette, which is combustible. Vaping is not about combustion. It's about heating, because you are turning a liquid into a vapor, as opposed to lighting shit on fire and, you know, sticking it in your face and sucking on it. Just plain and simple. Do I sound irritated? Do I sound angry? I kind of am, because of all the people that die every year from smoking. If they knew, you know, the truth, if they knew about vaping, I would like to think that, you know, that they might still be around. And it's just sad. And for all these people to start at such a young age, and these are people that are like, they're probably like old. That's probably not what I should be saying, but you know, I don't care. If you're old and you're smoking, you should be quitting anyway. But a lot of these folks that are old now, they did start really young, like preteen. I'm just saying. And it just makes me really sad to think that these people could have quit a long time ago. Anyway. Yeah. So, as I get ready to close out this episode, I just want to let you guys know, I am a big collector of articles from our local newspaper, the Argus Leader, here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I have a nice little stack of them. I just noticed that most of the ones I have currently are about hemp and CBD and CBD oil and cannabis and that kind of stuff. But this one particular article, before I close, I just wanted to bring this up. And this is going back to the whole vaping and nicotine and all that kind of stuff. The article says, this is like December, right after Christmas, December 28th, 2018. This is actually from the USA Today. We have a little section in the paper that does the USA Today thing. The name of the article, or the title of the article, is "The Struggle to Quit Vaping." Quote, "It was hell." Use among young people near epidemic. Now that's a big thing too. We'll be discussing this in a later episode. You know, the FDA is trying their best to ban flavors. And that's something that's really scary to a person like myself who likes to vape. I mean, I have a massive collection of juice anyway. But, and it'll last me a while whether I like the flavor or not. But what disturbs me is, you know, and I'm not going to go into the article right now. I'll save it for later. You know, these people are trying to quit smoking, and they turn to vaping. Well, as they're turning to vaping, they're having trouble quitting vaping because of the nicotine. It's the nicotine, you guys. It's nothing else but that. That's what's causing problems quitting vaping. You know, you're supposed to wean yourself off the nicotine and, you know, get it at not really a respectable level, but get it to a manageable level. If you're trying to quit vaping and, you know, it's because of the nicotine, that's on you, you know. You're not supposed to continue vaping and, you know, continue, you know, with the nicotine. You're supposed to wean yourself off the nicotine and eventually wean yourself off of, wean yourself off the vaping as well. Unless you enjoy it, which I do. You know, I've got a friend who, that I met on Vine, when Vine was a big thing, and, you know, we talk on Instagram now, and she used to be a smoker, and she quit smoking by way of vaping, and then she was able to quit vaping altogether. Well, I caught her posting, I guess it was in her stories, she was vaping just straight THC, and I was like, you know, what you got there? And she was like, it's THC. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, well, as long as you're not smoking, that's all that really matters, I guess. So, and to each their own, I'm not judging her. I, you know, whatever makes you happy. And I hope you guys are happy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, we'll tackle all these big, huge topics later on in the show, later on down the road. Again, if you... Maybe I didn't say this before, but I'll say it now. If you are a smoker, please take up vaping and, you know, slowly wean yourself off that nicotine. It's bad for you. It's addictive. Like caffeine, I love my caffeine. I love my coffee. There's no way you're ever going to take that away from me. But with smoking, you can wean yourself off of the nicotine and eventually get down to a manageable level. And even if you continue to smoke or to vape, I'm sorry, It's just better for you, you know. And I hope that you guys can get healthy and get in a better position in your life. And that's really all I have to say in this episode. Thanks for listening. Tune in again to another episode. Thanks. Take care of yourselves. Know I care about you. Know I'm worried about you. And just, there is a better way. And we'll get there. So this is me, the Butt Ugly Vapor. Signing off. I'll catch you guys later. Bye. The Butt Ugly Vapor Show has been brought to you in part by Anchor. Produced by Russell Bolding and Russelltopia Studios. Join us again some other time for another episode of The Butt Ugly Vapor Show. Thanks for listening.